This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks-Cores, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Well, it's Christmas Eve, isn't it? We are almost there. Welcome into the show. 314-436-7900 to call or to text, and we need your participation today. Also, if you've got the Odyssey app, which you should because it's free, put it on your phone. You can leave us a voice message directly from that. A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you don't know how to spell Odyssey, that's how you find it. Also, if you don't mind and you really, really want to, you can watch this show. We're on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. You should follow us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, it's happening. The Kansas City Chiefs are leaving Missouri.
What? Well, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, they got a new stadium deal that's going to happen in Kansas.
Well, I got a lot of problems with the Clark family. Clark family? Hunt family.
Hunt
family.
Clark Hunt is who you're thinking
Hunt.
Of.
But the Hunt family. And today is Festivus. So if you have grievances, it doesn't have to be about the Hunt family. It can be about anybody and anything. Text us at 314-436-7900.
Or it could be about us.
Well,
if you have grievances
careful.
Toward us.
My feelings get hurt.
Well, you'll be fine.
Okay.
You're going to be fine. And the Bragging Rights game, wow. An absolute beating. The Fighting Illini won over Missouri. Missouri just taking it yesterday.
That game hurt my feelings.
Bad day for Missouri yesterday. They lost by 43. Good grief. So that is what's happening here in the state of Missouri.
And again, we do want to hear from you. 314-436-7900. You can text us. And Ronj, here's what happened. In my mind, this is my perception. We talked about the Chiefs potentially moving to Kansas a lot, months ago, a lot. And then we talked about Governor Mike Kehoe, how he was able to get some consensus in Jefferson City, and kudos to him, because that was hard to do when it came to, some tax breaks for building a new stadium in Missouri. And then I forgot about it, because nobody talked about it for a long time. And then yesterday, everyone said, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, and oh, by the way, the Chiefs are moving to Kansas.
That just kind of came out of nowhere. I wouldn't say it's nowhere, but it did feel like there was a little trickle of information here and there. We know there was an effort by the state of Missouri and the city of Kansas City, the county where the Chiefs resided, that's Jackson County, they voted against a, basically it was a tax incentive, and that happened several months ago. Maybe it was even last year that happened. And if we talked about this, one of the people who was very much against it was Frank White, the former, you know, the current Royals Hall of Famer, which is crazy because he, you know, he works for the county council anyway. So they didn't approve that tax measure. I know there were still efforts by the state. Governor Kehoe was in favor of keeping them and pursued an effort to keep them. But Kansas just came through with a good deal. And if you don't have to go very far and you're getting a bunch of money from the state, I mean, why wouldn't you do it? I assume. I don't know if it's going to end up being a good deal for Kansans, because a lot of times these publicly financed stadiums don't. And it's not all fully publicly financed, only 60% of it, if I have the read correctly. 40% of it is coming from the organization itself. But a lot of times those stadium deals don't really work out in the way they are told to the public that they will work out.
Yeah. No, and it looks like the Chiefs, they plan to be in their new stadium in Kansas by the 2031 NFL season. And as you mentioned, Ronj, it is going to be heavily financed by the public. And perhaps you have more details on where the exact location of the stadium will be. I obviously some proximity to just Kansas City proper. So does Kansas City, Missouri, does the state of Missouri lose a ton of tourism dollars if the stadium moves? Well, I don't know, because a lot of people might still stay on the Kansas City, Missouri side. That's where the plaza is. That's where you think of downtown proper Kansas City. So maybe they are able to keep a lot of the tourism dollars. It's not the same thing as the Chiefs moving to a state that is far away. I'm wondering if it's going to be more like the way the Jets and the Giants play in New Jersey.
There is, from my understanding of the area where it's going, and it's near and around Olathe, which I'm pretty sure I've been to. I know I've been to Overland Park.
Yeah.
I believe it's fairly close, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Overland
Park's
Park,
in Kansas.
Yes, but like you can... So my friends who grew up living in Overland Park went to school and shopped in Kansas City, Missouri at times.
Yeah.
You
know,
like Overland Park is really close. You can still stay in Overland Park. My point being, I don't really differentiate between Kansas City and Overland Park.
So if you're wondering how this is going with the people in Kansas City, 96.5 is the sports station in KC. It is an Odyssey. It is a sister station of ours. And this is a bit of what it's sounding like there.
Lucas, you are no longer mayor of nothing. You are just Lucas. And as far as I'm concerned, Lucas and White, you on the list. It's the Lucas and White list. Two losers is what you are, okay? You let Missouri down today. You turned Kansas City into a Poduck cow town, a.k.a. Omaha Junior is what Kansas City is now. Now, you put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay, so...
Okay, I love this guy. That's
so
what
that's
my
Mario.
Brother always says to me. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Call them Omaha Junior. Kansas City is now Omaha Junior, and it will be referred to as such for the remainder of time. That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't this a big deal, Ronj? I'm telling myself it's not,
but
isn't it?
I mean, just if I... Look, I have multiple... different emotions about this. First of all, it's the Chiefs, so it's not like it doesn't affect me.
Hat,
right.
Currently.
It doesn't affect me one way or the other.
But put yourself in our position. Try to have a little empathy. You always talk about empathy.
Yeah. So
how big of a deal is this for the
state? Here's what I would say.
Yeah.
I would say, well, at least they didn't move to Boston.
Okay.
You know, at least, but well, no, for real. Because
yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
I mean, if you are from Missouri, you could still drive across the river to Kansas. You know, right now, the Bears across the border to Kansas.
Yeah.
Right now, the Bears are trying to get themselves a new stadium.
Do you still want it to be in the middle of the lake so that it
that's
can
where
sing?
They deserve. Well, not anymore. No, because they're doing great. Everything's going great. But now they are threatening to go to Indiana.
What?
So across the border to Indiana.
When did this happen?
Last week.
Is this with their mean owner?
By the way, yes. So this is just a little sidebar here. This is how stupid the Bears ownership is. And Kevin Warren, who used to work for the Rams for a really short period of time, he's their team president. And my God, these people, they put out a statement 2 days before this Packers game, the biggest game in the in like 20 years for the team. And they put the, oh, by the way, Illinois is not helping us build a new stadium. We might move to Indiana. I mean, it, just the tone deafness is just outrageous. This is why a lot of these sports owners, I don't care whatever
well,
happens
the Hunt
to them.
Family did that. They said, if Missouri doesn't appreciate us,
yeah, but they
we'll
didn't.
Go to Kansas because their fans might appreciate us more.
They didn't do it right before a game against the Denver Broncos that had playoff implications.
That's
it's just
true.
They didn't do that kind of thing. But, you know, this is a... When owners do this sort of thing, when they try to extort as much money as they possibly can out of the state, city, county, whatever, I get it, because you want to spend as little of your own as possible to get what you want. I understand that, but my appetite for helping you out is pretty small. However, now thinking about it, if the Bears move to Indiana or if the Chiefs move just across the border to Kansas, they're still in the area. Mm-hmm. It's not like picking up and going to California. Because when the Rams left the city of St. Louis, they didn't just leave the city. They left the entire region. They went 10 states away.
Well, yeah, to your point, right. The Chiefs, ironically, they're not leaving the city. They're leaving the state.
Right.
Right. The Rams
left the city.
They'll still
be the Kansas City
Chiefs. They're not leaving the city. They're leaving the state, which is why I likened it more to the way the New York Jets and the New York Giants technically play in New Jersey. Everyone still thinks of them as the New York Jets, the New York Giants.
Right.
And apparently, you know, half of the country didn't know if the Kansas City Chiefs were already in Kansas.
Including our president.
Well, Harambe
well, it was
texted.
A joke.
Harambe texted.
He did.
And said, Harambe here. Trump was right all along.
So,
as first reported by Donald Trump.
This was after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, I believe, the first time.
Yeah.
It was the first time they won the Super Bowl. And he said, I want to congratulate the great state of Kansas.
Yeah.
Not realizing it was Kansas City, Missouri. So he was ahead of his time. I don't know. Like, I get it. There's nostalgia.
Yeah.
I think it would be like if we picked up the arch and moved it to the west side. You know, like the
to
gateway.
St. Charles.
Yeah.
Like right before the river.
Still technically a gateway.
Yeah. So the Royals, they were also talking about a new stadium.
Yeah.
Because right now you have Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadium out in the middle of nowhere right there along the highway by themselves.
Yes.
So what happens to Arrowhead? What happens to Kauffman? Will the Royals now have a greater impetus to move?
Well, they're going to keep Arrowhead Stadium you know, as updated as possible, just in case something falls through for Kansas. And nobody really knows what's going to happen with the Royals, but there is still an effort to build them a stadium downtown Kansas City. So my guess is, and it seems like the majority opinion in the area in Kansas City is that they will stay in Missouri. So the Royals will.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs are gone unless something dramatic happens.
But again, it's so different than them leaving cities. They're not leaving cities. They're just moving states. And having spent time in Overland Park and Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri, and having family members who live there. My dad obviously went to college at Rockhurst. You know, I feel like ever since I've been little, Kansas City has been a big part of my family life. I feel like it's the Kansas City, Missouri side that everybody thinks of when they think of Kansas City.
Right.
So if you are going to go see the Chiefs, even if their stadium is near Olathe, Kansas, I feel like, maybe I'm completely wrong, but I feel like a ton of people will still stay in Kansas City, Missouri.
You mean like at a hotel?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Restaurants there, bars there, the plaza. I mean, Kansas City's kind of a hoot to go to.
Who this might end up being a problem for, and I don't know that this should be the only consideration, but it is one, is there is a really great tailgating scene that happens at Arrowhead now. And it's been going on for decades. Will those people who have been established and who have been doing it for 20, 30 years or so, or even more, will they get squeezed out? you know, how will their experience change? I don't know if it's the major concern, but it is something to think about. And how that scene changes, because it is considered one of the best tailgating scenes in the country when it comes to football.
Taylor Swift should buy Arrowhead Stadium. Also, all of a sudden, I just thought of this. Taylor Swift is now like a billionaire, right? So wealthy.
Yeah.
She couldn't afford to buy the Chiefs. That's how wealthy these owners are. Taylor Swift can't buy the Chiefs.
And even the owners have to get help to buy teams.
Yeah.
Like they have to get financing. Usually they don't.
She can just buy the stadium. She can't even afford the stadium. I mean, if Taylor Swift can't buy it, it's probably too expensive.
Well, Chiefs, we hardly knew you. Do we stop being the home of the Chiefs?
Well, now we have a texter saying, are they the Kansas Chiefs? Is city in parentheses? Is it a parenthetical?
It's got to be the Kansas City Chiefs still.
I think this is a great question. They should put city in parentheses. It's the implied city.
Air your grievances with us next on KMOX.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Happy Festivus.
It's Festivus.
When George was growing up, his father...
Nothing. It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented. It doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, Georgie.
Happy Festivus, Ronj.
Technically, it is December 23rd. Although, I just learned a little bit of Festivus history yesterday. Dan O'Keefe is the writer. He was a writer for Seinfeld. And he was the one whose father had Festivus, who invented Festivus.
Uh-huh.
And it was very similar. It was sort of a thing where he was talking about it in passing to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else heard about it and said, wait, what's that again? And then made a big deal. And then Jerry heard about it and said, we're putting that in the show. And he's like, no. That's not. It wasn't a pitch. Because the episode they were doing is the strike episode where Kramer goes back to work at the bagel shop and, you know, all that, right? And Elaine's going to the OTB. Just a great episode. And he's like, I thought this was going to get cut from that episode. We didn't need to have it. But they included it. and he was so embarrassed to Festivus. And there is no specific date, but somehow December 23rd has become Festivus. So we are celebrating today.
Well, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your grievances.
314-436-7900.
We do have someone, and I'm not going to read it. And it's in, I have some redactions, Ranj.
Right.
We're going to redact it. But 314 says, I want to air my grievance against a certain advertiser, but at least I don't have to hear the California psychics anymore.
Well, okay. So there you go.
There you go.
Things aren't so bad, are they?
Did we stop the California psychics? I mean, did they stop, I mean?
Who knows? I haven't heard one in a while, but I tuned it out.
I hope they gave us a lot of advance notice. You would think that they would be able to.
Here's a grievance against Clark Hunt.
Yeah.
Who is the owner of the Chiefs. Says Clark Hunt played a significant role in encouraging Kroenke to move the Rams to L.A. Now he's moving the Chiefs out of Missouri. It's time for Missouri to stop lining his pockets and say good riddance to the Hunt family.
Omaha Jr.
Yeah, Kansas City is
See,
now
he
Omaha
said Clark
Jr.
family.
He didn't call him the Clark family.
I did that too. When you have two last names, it's there's an actor like that. He was the stripper in Magic Mike.
Channing Tatum. Channing,
yes. Tatum Channing or Channing Tatum. Which one is it?
It's Channing Tatum.
That one's hard to remember.
It is?
Yes.
It's not.
I don't think it's hard at all. Super easy.
Well, I guess I don't really watch any movies with him in it. I don't watch any movies, which is fair. So I've never seen a movie with him in it.
Okay.
But Clark Hunt, Hunt Clark, it doesn't matter.
So you could go ahead and give us your grievances by texting them in. 314-436-7900. Even if you have a grievance against us, go right ahead. We don't mind. This is from Robert, who is watching on YouTube and says, my grievance is you guys never give birthday shout-outs. Continue to not give a happy birthday to my lovely wife, Jennifer. All right. There you go. Are you happy now?
Happy birthday
shout-outs are lame. They're lame. When you're listening to the radio and they're like, oh, I want to wish a happy birthday
Wow. This is sacrilege. 314-436-7900.
It's not sacrilege.
It's bad.
For everybody else listening,
they're the one that took the Lord's Prayer off, too.
They are bored stiff listening to.
It's a big deal to get your name.
Yes,
ever
for
since
you.
I was little,
for
I wanted
you,
to be on the Smucker's jar.
Yes, for you, that's a big deal. For everybody else, they don't care.
I don't care about the Smucker's jar.
No.
When you're 100.
No, you don't. No, it's the worst. The only thing happy birthday messages are good for are the people receiving them. The other thousands listening don't care. It's a... They don't care.
You think that's how people feel about our show?
No. Well, they're listening.
That's true. You want more bad football news?
Yes. Oh.
More football moving news. St. Louis Battlehawks head coach Anthony Becht is headed to the UFL Orlando team. This is per the Orlando Sentinel's Chris Hayes.
Oh.
So the Battlehawks have lost their head coach.
We're losing Anthony Becht. Who's going to take his place now?
I don't know.
Well, I got a grievance against the UFL
then. Why don't we ask the Clark family?
I have a grievance against the UFL that they didn't keep XFL. I just like the XFL.
I have a grievance. I don't want to say it.
Just say it.
No, okay. I'm going to go a different one first because I'm nervous about this one.
No, just say it now.
It has to do with babies.
All right, say it.
Tell people I'm not a terrible person.
Okay, just say it. I can't tell people that.
Okay, also, let me just say, I bet the mom has a problem with this baby, too.
All right, well, go ahead.
So,
is it one particular baby?
Well,
or is it all babies of a certain type?
It's all babies of a certain type, but I saw this type of baby. So this baby had a massive head. It's like you took Chris Ranji's head and you put it on a newborn baby. And it was just, it took me by surprise. And I was like, like that. Like, I was startled. When was the last time you were startled? And let me tell you, I bet the mom that had to give birth was not a fan of that big head.
Okay.
Because that's tough.
Well, yeah.
That's tough going. Anyway, I got a little bit of a problem with it. Why is a baby's head so big? And it's not a disease.
Why are
I'm not
you
being
mad at
mean.
The baby for having a big head?
Because it reminded me of your head.
Okay.
Like, you have a big head with a hat and glasses, but you're a big person. You're 6'4",
yeah, my head is proportional
or whatever.
To the rest of me.
That's right. Now, imagine your head. Imagine, it's actually a baby that I would picture as, like, if you ever had a kid, your baby would just be a little infant body with your head on top of that little body.
Okay. Well.
Anyway.
So, your grievance is against big-headed babies? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know.
You're saying. Like, you look at a baby with a big head and you go, ew.
Well, giant,
I hate you.
Giant head. I know I don't hate you. No, that's not. I just like, it was startling.
Well, there's something wrong with you.
Also, slow walkers at the mall.
Okay, that's a yes. Okay,
oh,
that
my gosh.
One I could get behind.
Slow
How about
walkers
slow
at the
walkers
mall.
Anywhere on a public street? Like what? Like on a sidewalk?
What about when the slow walkers are like 4 or 5 wide?
Oh.
Oblivious? Creating a traffic jam?
I'll barrel through you.
Really?
And then I'll say, oh, I always make a production. I always go, oh, excuse me, I'll move.
Do you really?
Yes, I do it. Yeah, every
Whoa,
time.
Whoa, that's
yes.
mean.
No, I almost said a bad word. No, to hell with those people. You're supposed to move over. You don't get,
wow.
just because you're a four of you, you don't get the entire sidewalk to yourself. Here's my grievance. It's against AccuWeather. I have a problem with AccuWeather.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Because they keep telling us it's going to be hot
yeah,
on
that's
Christmas
not good.
Day. We're going to speak to an AccuWeather meteorologist about what's to come in the next few weeks and days on KMOX.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Well.
Yeah, told you. Told you I had a problem with AccuWeather. They don't want to answer
now
for what they've done.
Now they're not picking up the phone.
They don't.
Ranj complained about AccuWeather.
They don't want to answer for what they've done.
They won't join the show now. They said, no, not until you say you're sorry.
I'm not sorry.
And Ranj said he's not sorry. And now AccuWeather is boycotting our show.
I want an apology. And I want a dramatic apology.
Yeah.
Because
it's going to be 700 degrees on Christmas.
It is Christmas week.
Yeah.
Christmas in the Midwest. We're not talking Christmas in San Diego.
No.
You know, we're talking Christmas in the Midwest. It's not supposed to be 65 degrees or 70 degrees or 75 degrees. And the forecasts have been kind of all over the place the last several days. National Weather Service said it was supposed to be 75 in St. Louis on Thursday on Christmas Day, which is nuts.
Yeah.
But now
it's offensive.
Like that forecast has changed a bit. So it looks like it's going to be in the mid 60s. Friday is supposed to be 70.
But I'm seeing from AccuWeather, their website, Thursday, Christmas, 63 high. That's 10 degrees cooler than I saw just a few days ago.
Okay. Well, I hope that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because this is just outrageous.
It's outrageous.
Stuff.
Hey,
so I am so upset about it.
It's a good day to be upset. It is Festivus. And I want to thank everyone who has been blowing up the text line, 314-436-7900, since AccuWeather is now boycotting the show because Ronj publicly disparaged them. We'll be able to get to some texts. Oh, this is rude. Amy, I don't understand how you can have any grievances. The amount of vacation time you take from work should make you laid back and chilled person in the world. That is her fault.
That is, boy, did that hit center. Wow. That is so good. You do. We have more vacation days than anybody I've ever met.
It's the union.
It's we're in the same union.
I think I've been in the union slightly longer.
No,
I
haven't.
Not sure.
This is outrageous.
I didn't cross the picket line.
Neither did I.
Regarding big-headed babies, 314 says a massive head definitely feels sorry for the mom. That's my point. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That is. It's like passing a basketball.
It'll be fine, I'm sure. Ouch. They recover, don't they?
Ouch.
Another grievance here says, we were 5 likes and 7 prayers away from saving my mother. Facebook let us down. R.I.P. Mom. Look, I don't know. I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm not sure Facebook likes or Facebook prayers really do much. I don't think they do much to save your loved ones.
Well, they were close. You said 5 likes away?
5 likes and 7 prayers away from saving mother.
That's pretty close.
So another one here.
Mom.
Regarding the slow walkers, Amy, so I think they have a grievance with us. This message says, I'm almost 80. I've survived a major stroke and spontaneous brain bleed. Yes, I walk slow. Walk around me. Someday you'll be slow too.
Okay.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about
these people
able-bodied.
Were 30 years old and totally fine.
No, we're talking 30 years old, no strokes.
Yeah.
Just they can't walk. They refuse to walk. That's what we're talking about.
It's not what they can do. It's what they're willing to do. And these people were 4 abreast and walking very slowly, looking around in the mall at Christmas, creating a traffic jam. Here, a 314. My wife hates me because I'm a slow walker. We learned a long time ago in our relationship that we cannot walk the dogs together.
Well, see, we're talking about able-bodied people here. And he has no reason to walk slowly. And if you're just out on a stroll and you want to enjoy the night, stay all the way to the right. All the way to the right.
Here's a quick one. Oh, my grievance is, what the hell is wrong with family members who want to argue around Christmas? Wow. That's
speaking of arguing around Christmas, watch the Christmas episode of The Bear. I think it's season 2 where the argument happens. Or maybe, I don't remember. Season 1, season 2. Check out the Christmas episode. It is overwhelming, but it is incredible. We are now checking in with AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zehr, who joins us now on KMOX. Heather, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Not good. And we have
that's not good.
I'm really grateful that you're joining us because you are walking into enemy territory at this point.
I have a bone to...
And you're tired of fielding the grievances? Is that what we're saying here?
Yeah, well, see, here's my grievance toward you. Why do you keep telling us we're going to have hot weather on Christmas Day? That's not what I asked for.
Well, you know what? I'm willing to bet that we had way more requests for, you know what? I'm sick of this cold. I'm sick of any kind of snow risk. I don't want rain. I just want it sunny and I want it warm. And so I think you were just outvoted.
Yeah, could you tell those people that's not how seasons work?
Well, and also I think...
Well, you know, I'm on your side, for the record.
Thank you.
And I
think it should be chilly.
Ronj has a bit of a misconception of what a meteorologist actually does.
Actually control the weather, I'd be asleep right now.
Okay.
I'd be in bed, tucked up somewhere warm.
So what is it going to look like over the next couple of days?
Warm. I mean, that really is the bottom line. We can sum it all up with warm. I guess we should toss dry in there as well. It's going to be warm. It's going to be dry. We're going to have varying amounts of clouds and sun. Here for today, it looks like it's going to be pretty sunny. I don't think we're going to have a lot of clouds around. We're going to head up to 64 degrees. That's a mere 20 degrees above average, right? What's 20 degrees among friends? Mid-60s again for tomorrow and again for Christmas Day, though by then, it is a lot cloudier. And then I think we're going to be flirting with some records for Friday and Saturday, highs right around the 70-degree mark. And then as we get into the second half of the weekend, we get back to the colder weather. Maybe you'll have colder weather for New Year's, right? Is that at least a good second guess?
I mean, I'll take it, but I want it tomorrow.
Yeah. Well,
I hear you.
Yeah.
With the close to record-breaking temperatures, are those the records from the 1930s? I feel like every time there's a record that we're breaking, whether it's snow or heat, it's from the 1930s.
Honestly, I think the 1930s must have been an absolutely insane time, because it does seem like there's an inordinate amount of records that came during that time frame. But actually, no, 1942 for Friday and 1971 for Saturday.
Okay, well, that's acceptable. I know that when we talked to we talked to somebody a few weeks ago who predicted that we would probably have a pretty, and this was before that first snow. Right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, before. Yeah, yeah.
It was predicted that we would have probably quite a bit of it during this winter. Now, I know the winter is not over at the first of the year. So what do you expect that likelihood to be of us having more snow?
Well, it does look like we've got, let's call it a pattern correction coming up here for next week. And we're going to kind of balance off this extremely warm weather that we're having this week by having below average temperatures, or at least near average temperatures, as we get into next week. The high on Monday might actually only be right around the freezing mark. Now, I don't think it comes with any precipitation in this case, and I don't see a lot of chances for any kind of snowfall coming up anytime soon, but I think we're at least going to be on the colder side. So maybe not a whole lot of snow in the next few weeks, but certainly some colder weather, and that can set us up for maybe some more snow as we get on into the second half of the winter.
A lot of times my perceptions and memories from childhood are incorrect. But in my mind, I feel like most of the snow that we get in St. Louis tends to be in that second half of winter, like January, February. We always wanted a white Christmas and it never works out that way. Is that correct, that a lot of our snow tends to be later in the winter rather than earlier?
I think that's true in a lot of ways. And the main reason for that being that as we're starting to get into there, we start to go from this period here where we have a lot of drier air in place into a time period where we're starting to see a little more moisture getting pulled in from the Gulf. And we're starting to see still the cold air coming down from Canada. And so you kind of have that recipe for the two to kind of come together. It's just too warm usually still in the fall to really be able to get a lot in the way of snow. And then we're often cold and dry when we go through the middle of the winter. But as you start to get into that second part of winter, you get a little more moisture involved and you still have the cold. It gives you a better chance to get some snowfall.
All right, AccuWeather meteorologist Heather's there. We appreciate your time. Thank you for promising to make it colder next week, at least.
At least it's a consolation prize.
And you tell those people who are like, oh, I want it to be warm now, that they need to understand how seasons in the Midwest work.
Yes.
You know what? I agree with you. I'm on your side on this. I'll pass the message.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
And to you as well.
Heather Zare, AccuWeather meteorologist, joining us on the Chris and Amy
show. She is brave. She was brave to join us after how hostile you were.
Well, I'm sorry. I was upset.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Well, I can rifle through a couple of these here, Chris Ranji. You like Starbucks?
Love it.
Starbucks estimates that 1 in 5 Americans will receive at least one Starbucks gift card this holiday season. Mm. That's up from 1 in 7 Americans 10 years ago. And Starbucks expects that $60 million in gift card sales will take place on Christmas Eve alone.
Well,
just tomorrow.
I bet I get 6 of them because let me tell you.
Yes.
That's the Starbucks gift card for me is the new Michigan J Frog. Because it is. So for people who don't know, there was a time in my life where I had one time mentioned I love Michigan J Frog, the WB Frog.
Hello, you know, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
That's the one.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, for 7 straight years, all I got was Michigan J Frog stuff for Christmas. I had to stop everybody and say, listen, I like the frog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need all this frog stuff, though.
You know what
and
you need
so
to do?
So the Starbucks card has now replaced Michigan J Frog.
You need to go to Lakeshore Drive in Chicago, where your family is, go to the beach, and you can have a frog and name him Lake Michigan J Frog.
Okay.
Quick note here. Instacart has stopped the controversial test of an AI tool
that gave
shoppers different prices. We did an interview about this, how Instacart could quite literally give Ranj a different price for Q-tips than it would give me, and we would be paying upwards of $2 difference. For no reason other than AI was testing it out.
Well,
nickel and diming us to death.
It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, okay, let me stop that. It's not unbelievable that you have companies try to get away with stuff and test these things out. But it's just, you know, being in the room where they're having these meetings and they're coming up with ideas and somebody says, I got an idea.
What if
we try this? And then you have a group of other people who sign off on it. It just...
We could charge him a dollar more and her 50 cents. They won't care too much. They won't bother to handle it, but it'll bring in millions of dollars extra for us.
Just... I don't know, man. It's disgusting. There's something really gross about it. Hey, stay away from this lady. You want to stay away from Susan Erica Avalon.
Oh.
Or at least don't ever get married to her, although it may be difficult to do that. This story coming out of Florida. Oh, surprise. Citrus County, Florida. Allegedly, on December 17th, Susan Erica Avalon, 51 years old, murdered not one, but two of her ex-husbands.
Oh.
It began last Wednesday in Bradenton, north of Tampa Bay, where calls about a shooting to a residential neighborhood found a 54-year-old man suffering from a... gunshot wound in the abdomen. It was an ex-husband of hers, and then later on another ex-husband of hers, and so she has been arrested. What's with this lady?
Wow. Maybe she wants to get married again, but really doesn't want to get divorced again, so she's trying to make it look risky to get divorced.
I'd say third time's a charm.
Maybe.
But I would also recommend not marrying Susan Erica Avalon of Bradenton, Florida.
Well, so far so good. Okay, we have been, you know, voting on what classic landmark in the St. Louis area we're going to rename after us, because President Trump is not draining the swamp, he's renaming it, as the National Review put it brilliantly. Guess what? President Trump announced that the Navy plans to build new battleships. They are called Trump-class ships. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
Are the sides of the ships, and this is a serious question, are the sides of the ships going to have Trump written really large on them? Or will the tactical people say, look, that's not good for us. We need the ships to be a little less conspicuous?
I don't think so. I think it's just that they're going to be called Trump-class ships, which means battleship now needs to update. How many holes is a Trump-class ship going to have? Because I think the biggest ship, does it have 4 holes? 4 holes is the biggest ship in battleship.
Oh, I don't know.
That's how I go by how big boats are. Like if you say, oh, he was in a dinghy, and I would say, well, how many holes are in a dinghy? 1, probably.
Okay, great question. I don't know. I don't remember.
Trump class in Battleship would probably have five holes.
I have not played Battleship in a very long time.
Okay, well.
So I don't know how many holes are on the Battleship anymore.
Well, there's different holes depending on how big your ship is.
Yes, I know, Amy. I know. Don't they have aircraft carriers on Battleship?
Yeah, those are like the four holes.
Those are the
holes.
Big ones.
Yeah.
Really big.
That's like if you're talking to a Navy guy, it's okay to ask the Navy guy how many holes would your ship have in Battleship?
So Amy and I, yesterday, we discussed the closing of Wheelhouse downtown St. Louis, really close to Busch Stadium. And we also told you about the Honky Tonk, Game 6 Honky Tonk, which is a few blocks away and relied on Cardinals crowds. Well, that bar is closing, and that was announced about a week or so ago. We've got the owners of Honky Tonk coming in. We want to talk to them about owning the bar, what it's like to operate a bar in downtown St. Louis, especially when the Cardinals have not been quite as good and the foot traffic is down. We will talk to Ryan and Jeremy Binkley of Honky Tonk next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.